welcome to Lanyap, a program about issues, events, and people. And joining me today is Ralph Calhoun, Executive Director of the Biedenhorn Museums and Gardens. Welcome, Ralph.
Great to be here, Corey. Thanks.
Thanks for coming in today. And, man, it's already been a year. It's back around again.
Yeah.
It is Coca-Cola Week here in Monroe. Tell me what's going on at the Biedenhorn Museum and Gardens to celebrate Coca-Cola Week. And I guess before we start, there might be somebody new to Monroe who just got here yesterday.
Okay.
And they said, why are we talking about Coca-Cola Week? Why is Coca-Cola important to Monroe?
Well, Coca-Cola is important to Monroe because Joe Biedenhorn, the first person to bottle Coca-Cola, he did that in Vicksburg, Mississippi. But the family moved here in 1911, 1912, and really set up the headquarters for, you can almost call it, a Coca-Cola empire. They were one of the largest Coca-Cola bottling families in the U.S., and this was their point of like I say, their headquarters. And then Joe's daughter, Emmy Lou, who had a singing career in Europe, started the Biedenhorn Museum and Gardens, Biedenhorn Foundation. And we now have a Coke Museum, a Bible Museum, a historic house, and a garden. So to me, that's why Coca-Cola is something we celebrate here in Northeast Louisiana.
All right. So it's Coca-Cola Week. And this is the second time you've done this, the second
right.
annual Coca-Cola Week, and there are a lot of activities going on. So let's start with Thursday. What's the big one? This is the big one Thursday, right?
Yeah, Thursday night we have a Randy Mayo, who is one of Joe Biedenhorn's nephews, great nephew, I guess Randy would be.
All right,
fourth generation Coca-Cola bottler, and. And Randy's going to come. He's going to talk about how Coke has, part of it's the history of Coca-Cola. Part of it's how Coca-Cola has influenced his life. So it's not necessarily a scholarly, I call it a conversation more than a lecture. It's not necessarily scholarly. It's an up-close kind of personal perspective of Coca-Cola and what it's meant to him and his family. I think it should be a lot of fun. If you're interested in Coca-Cola from any angle, I think Randy's going to bring some really interesting things to talk about, and I'm sure we'll have a question and answer series with him too.
So let me ask that. You said this guy is his nephew, cousin, way on down the line.
Yeah.
Many generations down.
Right.
So this guy is still involved in Coca-Cola bottling.
Right. He's the head of the Coca-Cola bottling plant in San Antonio.
I was there this weekend,
okay.
A lovely place. I did enjoy his Coca-Cola
place.
Then
yeah.
While I was there, a whole bunch of them. Let's see. That talk is coming up Thursday night at 7?
At 7 o'clock in our education building, which is the building that's located behind the Coke Museum. It's on Speed Street. There's plenty of parking there. And Randy, he's written a book about Coca-Cola. He's also... I get a lot of phone calls from people who have Coke questions, and I can answer some of them, maybe 80-85%. So when I get one that I'm stumped at, Randy's, on speed dial, and I'll call Randy or email him. I'm like, I have no idea what this person wants to know. And Randy will get back with me usually the next day and have the right answer that the person's looking for. So he's an expert on this.
So that's coming up Thursday night, mm-hmm. and a lot of neat stuff about the history of Coke.
Right.
Saturday, you've got another event on Saturday, October 14th.
Yeah, Saturday we're open at no charge to the public. For me, it's really an opportunity for locals to come in at no cost. At 11 o'clock and 1 o'clock, we have a lot of fun with Diet Coke and Mentos candy.
All right, let me stop right there.
Okay.
Why do Diet Coke and Mentos not like each other so much? What's the deal?
Scientifically, I don't think I can explain it, but just in practical terms, a Mentos has billions of little pits on the outside surface. When we touch it, it feels very smooth.
Okay.
And those pits create a reaction with the Diet Coke. It'll do it with regular Coke too, but Diet Coke is for some reason much more astounding. And when you drop a few of those Mentos in, they start producing oxygen or some kind of gas. And if you restrict the flow of that Coke out of the bottle, you can create a geyser that shoots way up in the air and is a lot of fun.
So Mentos and Diet Coke will be controlled explosions going on at 11 a.m. and 1 p.m., and the kids dig that every time.
We've had fun with that. What usually happens is I'll set off a few, and then I'll do a row of them, and we'll let volunteers come out and you kind of pull a little string. It's a lot of fun to see them run so they don't get a Diet Coke shower.
Now, I was in Atlanta the other day, and they had that Coca-Cola Museum, and I was too lazy to walk down there because I know you've got way cooler stuff. What do you got that visitors are going to be able to check out?
Well, speaking about World of Coke, I hope I don't get in trouble for this, but in the first room you go to in Atlanta, they have a guide who talks, and one of the things they always say is, there's nowhere you can get Coke for a nickel. And every time I've gone, I've wanted to raise my hand in the back and just say, well, actually, if you go down 20 a few hours, you can go to the Beaton Hard Museum and Gardens and get Coke for a nickel from an antique Coca-Cola machine.
And you got the antique Coca-Cola truck there, too.
Yeah, we have one truck, and on Saturday, we'll have a few more. We've got a warehouse that has another Model T, 1917 Model T. We've got a Coca-Cola panel truck. And for me, maybe the neatest thing, we've got a 1947 Chevy flatbed delivery truck, which I think is really, really cool. Those will be at the museum on Saturday. So folks will come out.
All right. It is the Coca-Cola Week celebrations going on, all sorts of activities going on at the Beaton Hard Museum and Gardens and at the Coca-Cola Museum.
Right.
If somebody out there wants to find out a little more, maybe look at a schedule of what's happening, is there somewhere on the internet they could go?
Yeah. bmuseum.org will get you what you need.
All right, bmuseum.org. It is Coca-Cola Week going on here in the Twin Cities. You've been listening to Lanyap. For information on this and other events, visit our website at kedm.org. This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. You've heard about our membership drive at KEDM. What you may not have heard is the station did not make its goal to continue programming at our current levels. If you haven't made a pledge, you can still help us raise the essential funds to pay for your favorite programs. Just give online anytime at KEDM.org or by calling 342-5575 during business hours. We know we can count on you to help keep KEDM strong. Thank you for your financial support. Once again, give online at KEDM.org or by picking up the phone and calling 342-5575. And if you've got a renewal notice in the mail, please be sure and mail it in.